Great to have your company on this Friday. It's a little overcast for the first time, really, since we've been up here at the Gold Coast, and we've just had a very light shower, but there is not much rain expected over the next 24 hours up here, so we should be on a perfect track for the $10 million race day, Magic Millions. And it's been a really hot week in Melbourne as well, so it will be good conditions at Flemington for the running of the Standish, and Robbie Griffiths is looking to win it again with Hal Vorsen. He's been up here on the Gold Coast doing his best to try and purchase a few lots as well. Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
How's the battle been? We just spoke to Barry Bowditch about how hot this sale has been. Has it been hard to take a few home?
Very hard, yeah. It's difficult. You get in there and thinking you can have a chance and it goes straight past your budgets. But we've been fortunate enough to bring home horses that we love. So we're very, very happy with what we've secured. So, but it has been a very hot sale and they're quite expensive. But if you sort of pick your way through, you can come home and get a really good horse for what you want to spend. So we're very fortunate.
So how many have you secured?
We've secured half a dozen. We got a really good Autumn Sun Colt yesterday for 400,000 out of a tap at Mary. He's absolutely magnificent. So a little bit of room in him. And we got a nice impending filly yesterday for 200,000 and a Shalar Colt that's fully put together. And day one, we even snagged all sorts of prices, a cheap one at 120 and a nice Shalar at 120. So we've got a mixed array of prices there, and we're really, really happy with what we've secured. But the Autumn Sun, I mean, they're beautiful horses, you know, so if they run like that, we're very happy there, yeah.
And if anyone is out there and might want to join the party, there's room?
Absolutely, yeah. And if anyone out there wants to join the party, certainly jump on board and give us a buzz and jump on the website, Griffiths Stock Racing, because there's room to jump in him. You might see him here next year winning the big race, Michael, the Autumn Sun Colt. He looks like he's very light on his feet. Looks like he'll get up and go straight away.
Yeah, that's what the dream's about. Well, if you tip us into a few winners tomorrow, there'll be plenty of people lining up with cash to join in. What about Hal Vorsen? What are you thinking? Can he win another Standish?
Well, I think he can. He's had a really good preparation leading into his return run where he won really well, and he followed it up with a very, very respectable second, and he had a nice training sessions heading into, you know, tomorrow's event, and all of a sudden he drops 4 kilos down to the 56, and you know, and he's got a nice compressed weight scale, and he's got the barrier that complements his style of racing. Jamie Carr is on board, and 1200 metres will suit, 2 kilos above the minimum, dropping 4 kilos as I mentioned. So there's a lot of pluses in his favour. He's in form, so I can't see why he couldn't win. He's certainly as good a chance as any other in our mind. And he's galloped really well Monday morning leading into the event tomorrow. So we think that he's ticked as many boxes as he can, and it's up to him now. But he's won it before, and I can't see why he couldn't do it again.
There are a lot of boxes ticked when you run through all of those lists just like that. Can you compare him to 2 years ago when he won? Do you think he's going just as well?
We believe he is. You know, we were sort of bullish first up, and the only stumbling, box that you couldn't check going into was he hadn't won for 2 years, you know. But to see him now do that and be first past the post and then hold his form again with a very good second up run, I think all of us now have got more confidence going into the Standish to suggest that if he can hold that form again, then nobody can see why he couldn't. He can well and truly do it, you know. I mean, naturally, there's every time you run around, you can make cases for opponents, like in any race, but he certainly ticks as many boxes Hal Vorsen of old. And if he holds that form, which he's given all the indicators that he can, so he's in the mix to win it for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. He's a straight track specialist. There's a couple of them in the Standish. Who do you see as the hardest to beat?
I think the progressive horses, you know, Turath, a really good mare that's progressing really well, and the horse that beat him at Phillip Stokes, you know, the mare Maliva was very, very good. So, you know, I think it's the race has got quite a bit of depth in it when you go through it. But they're the two that sort of scare me the most in the race. I think they're the main two that jump out as the main same ones repeat. And the Toppy, the Astrologist, I mean, he's a very good horse down the straight as well. So they're the main ones for me. But I think the race does have a bit of depth to it, you know, that's for sure.
In race number four, you could bring the Stars, drawn a nice gate. What do you make of the run last out at the Valley?
I thought it was acceptable. We would have liked to run a little bit closer, but we think that he's a better big track horse, and it was just a nice lead-in to... There wasn't a good program for the three-year-olds to stay at the 2,000-metre distance, so we gave him a sort of working holiday, a bit of water activity in between, and dropped him back to the 1,600. And he had that... he was on the back of the pack, and he wouldn't have run any better than the place the way the race panned out. So he wasn't beaten far, and we thought it was just a pass mark en route to this race. So we probably the negative going into it is that Jai McNeil took a ride on a different horse rather than sticking with him. So whether that was by choice or whether the manager did that, not sure. But we thought that he worked well going into it, and we thought it was a pass mark, and we'd like to think that this race is far more suitable to him, back to 2,000 metres, which is his go, big track. Good barrier, Damien Lane on board. We think this is a race that he should really shine in.
Well, that's a good push. And then you got Lady Dioro, a bit of a roughie in the last. Do we throw her in the quaddie?
I think she's more... I don't think she's got the conditions to win yet, because she's in need of a solid run at 1,600. Last start, the race fell right away with tempo as a sit and sprint. Didn't suit her. I think she returned really well. Digressing back to first up, she was really good. Last start was a pass mark for us. I think she needs a solid run at 1,600 before she's going to be at peak condition. So she's one that if you needed to go wide, you'd put her in, but I think she's more of a place bet at the moment until such time that she can race her way into peak condition at this distance.
Good luck tomorrow, Robbie, and good luck for the rest of the sales.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.